Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we have to send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, on this being the day of the demise of his great-grandfather, the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, the epitome of guides, the apex of those who take people towards salvation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And also, it is a day of the martyrdom of the first grandson, rather the first son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have in traditions that these are my sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. And obviously, as we mentioned previously, we know the historical events that surrounded the demise and the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity and the ability to visit both the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved grandson Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam in the holy city of Medina insha'Allah, and that we are able to send our condolences properly without being of those who are troubled and irritated by those who do not truly understand the position of these two, you know, divine lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very beautiful tradition I came across while trying to find a good tradition for this particular event in history, and it's from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam praises Imam Hassan in a very beautiful way, and he says that surely Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam was that person who performed the most worship during his time of Imam, obviously, that he was the most, you know, person who performed Zuhd. The hadith says, Azhadahum, from people, and he was the most aesthetic from amongst the people of his time as well. And then the Imam also continues and says that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was also the most virtuous amongst them during his time. Wa afdhalahum, that he was the most virtuous, and that person who had, you know, those virtues of character that no other person had. And this is clear from the traditions and from the historical data that we have with us. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please give us the ability to go to Medina and to give our, you know, condolences in person to Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the other Imams also, Barin Baqi. Inshallah, we have the opportunity to do so in peace without being troubled. And inshallah, you know, we can sit there for as long as we want. Inshallah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.